back to Air Magique. I'm your host, Eric, and I'm the one who watched Eurovision all weekend. And with me is my amazing co-host, Niels.
Hello, everyone. I'm Niels, and I'm that guy who kissed Clarus during the third pop-up surprises for Disneyland Paris pass holders. Well, I had to. And in today's show, we're talking all about the concept art of the future world premiere area in Walt Disney Studios Park, aka Disney Adventure World by then.
Awesome. But before we get to all that, Niels, what's something that's caught your eye in the world of European theme parks over the last month?
Well, my news item for this month is that we were surprised by another change coming to the Storybook Canal Boats attraction in the back of Fantasyland at Disneyland Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Or in French, Le Pays de Conte de Fées.
Yeah. Sounds authentic. Like
well, anyway, the boat ride is currently undergoing a big refurbishment, which includes the replacement of two scenes, Peter and the Wolf and Hansel and Gretel, I guess.
Yeah.
It's German, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hansel und Gretel.
Hansel und Gretel.
That's what Germans would say, yeah.
In Dutch we say Hans en Grietje.
Oh, that sounds cuter. I like that more.
Yeah. But those two scenes will be removed and become Frozen and Winnie the Pooh areas. We already knew all that, but now we were also informed that the classic attraction will welcome a new scene inspired by Pixar Animation Studios movie Up. So Carl and Russell will soon join the scenery as they land nearby Paradise Falls. We were also told that Kevin might be hiding nearby, so that's a really nice new addition, a newer movie getting a place in the ride. Also,
yeah.
The first Pixar edition, I guess.
True, yeah.
To this ride. So, yeah, nice to see that getting more and more integrated. Although I'm also a little bit sad to see the scenes going away, the older scenes. Up seems to replace the classic Wizard of Oz area. I would have preferred additional scenes instead of replacements.
Yeah.
as there are quite a lot of areas that are not that full. Huh? There's space. There are possibilities. But anyway, well, I'm happy to see new things coming. And and the ride will now be sponsored by Vittel, the water brand. So the plastic bottle company. And adding something to the green footprint of Disneyland Paris.
I mean, at least they have those recycling trash cans every once in a while. But
That's true. That's good. But
yeah. I mean, Storybook Canal Boats has always been a really cute attraction that's never been a must-do for me personally. But it's a fun after-lunch attraction that usually features short waits. That being said, this thing is desperate for a redo, so I'm really happy to see the new scenes. I hope they'll be more intricate and a little bit more interesting than what's there now. There's so much you can do with miniatures, and even adding small figures or objects with a limited range of motion
Absolutely.
Would be fabulous.
Yeah.
So for the new up scene, I could imagine the house moving up and down slowly, just, you know, as an example. I think that would really plus the experience. Additionally, that large book prop near the boarding area has been begging for a redo for years now, so it's really about time.
And I'm wondering what this will do to the ride. Will it become more popular, not just the first weeks for the fans checking it out, but over the years, as I think most of the time it's just a walk-on or maybe 15-20 minutes, not much longer. So I'm wondering if Frozen Up will attract more people if they know that it's there.
Yeah, honestly, my gut feeling says
no.
Probably not. Definitely like the first couple of weeks because of the novelty factor and everybody's heading there to see the new additions. But I mean, it's just a simple attraction, which is fine. It's good for busy days.
But there are a lot of kids extremely fanatic about Frozen. So maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
It will become more popular with that audience.
Yeah.
But
honestly, there's such an over situation of Frozen in Disneyland Paris. They're in the nighttime show. They've got their own show over in the current studios park. Now the whole land. Yeah.
Now they're being added to this ride, and we get the Frozen land, and we have Olaf meet and greet. And
it's just a little bit too much for my taste personally. Like, I love the idea of having a whole land based on Frozen. That's great. But I think everything else after that land is built can be reduced just a little bit. Keep them in the nighttime show is fine, but like having them over in Storybook Canal too, it's just, it's a lot. But you know what? Teach their own. Talking about nighttime spectaculars, the nighttime spectacular Disney Illuminations is set to return to Disneyland Paris this summer. Since April of last year, the original Disney Dreams show from 2012 has been featured daily. After over a year, Disney Illuminations will once again take center stage. This show previously ran from 2017 till 2023. And according to the official website, and this is a quote, enjoy this spectacular evening show until May 30th, 2024. This is referring to Disney Dreams. The magic continues with the return of Disney Illuminations, which will be showcased daily starting May 31st, 2024. Disney Illuminations celebrated themes from The Lion King, The Little Mermaid, Finding Nemo, Pirates of the Caribbean, Beauty and the Beast, Star Wars, and Frozen. And Disney has not yet announced any changes to the previous lineup. Actually, we did get an update that the Beauty and the Beast scene will no longer be present. And I think one other scene...
Yeah, the Frozen part seems to be shortened.
Oh, they've shortened. Oh,
so that's good that's news good. For you,
yes,
Eric.
Yes, thank you.
But it's quite long, right? It's like seeing half the movie.
Dragged on, like especially with the ballad and like your feet hurt and it's so slow. Like I really hope
but
they
the
would...
The French love Celine Dion.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fair. I just really wish they would have replaced them with something else instead of just cutting them. So maybe with Encanto, with a nice upbeat song, you know, keep people awake in the evening.
Yeah.
Would be really fun. And I think there's a lot of things that you can do with that film.
Please, Disney, add the Bruno song.
Yeah,
that would
Bruno
be great. A lot of
so
color.
Cool.
Yeah.
A couple of the favorites like Bruno and maybe the intro song. And just, there's so much you can do with Encanto. I think it's a really great film.
But now it looks like... cutting Beauty and the Beast, shortening Frozen, so the whole show will be like 20% shorter, saving a lot of costs, right?
I think that's the point. And in an experiment conducted in March of this year, Disney Dreams was shown twice nightly, one of which excluded the fireworks display. So it remains uncertain whether Disneyland intends to implement this concept more frequently in the coming months. We'll see when Illuminations makes its way back around. But Niels, what do you think overall of the Illuminations revival?
Well, somehow I'm happy that it's going back. I love Disney Dreams, especially because of the whole story. It's so consistent. Projections are really well made for the shape of the castle.
Yeah.
But it feels like an older show. You can see that the projections are less sharp. And if you have seen this show a couple of times, it's a little bit too slow for me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Illuminations has more action. The story is not good. It's just a compilation of exciting stuff. But what I like is the up-tempo, well, the sharper animations just look a little bit more modern. And I also like that there are live action movies
included. Yeah, that's a good point.
Included. Yeah, I was not a fan of the Beauty and the Beast scene, so that's okay for me to leave. But the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Star Wars scenes, those two franchises really feel... Disney to me as well, and I like that it brings a little bit more action and a little bit more adult type of content to the nighttime show. So I'm excited to see Illuminations again, but I really hope that that's for, let's say, a year, and that we then get something completely new.
Something completely new would be appreciated.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this will also be like Epcot forever. Ah. It's just like a transition period, and then we'll get something. Something original would be great too.
That would be really nice. Or they can keep Illuminations for a little bit longer, but then change more scenes.
Or that.
Yeah. Give us for 2 months Encanto, and then for 2 more months, give us something else. that would also be nice to have 1 or 2 scenes that change every couple of months.
They should do like a Star Tours thing where every evening it's like a random selection of...
You don't know what you get.
Like 40 clips and you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
That would be really fun too. So like it's always a surprise which Disney films are going to be featured. And that would be cool. I don't think any Disney park has done something like that. So
And of course we know that that the drone show is extended to early January 25.
Oh yeah, nice.
So I don't expect drones to be added to this Illumination show, but that would have been an option for me too. No pre-show.
I mean, it would have been great, totally.
Yeah, but enhance Illuminations with drones.
Yeah, really let it expand out of that castle box with a projection mapping. Of course, the fireworks do that just a little bit, but it's always just like a quick pop, right? A quick spurt. So drones just give you more timing and use that whole sky as a canvas.
Yeah, and there are a couple of scenes or characters that I think we have seen already in drone shows, in the cast shows, in the 14th of July drone performances. So
totally,
they have stuff. They can do something. They have enough to make this feel new.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'd love to see them be integrated into the main show, of course. Right now, it still feels like its own little thing, right? Like you get the little tiny drone show at the beginning, then, of course, you get the big show, the Illuminations, or Disney Dreams in this case. So
yeah, and Dreams felt like a step down because the quality was less and you don't have the drone, so spectacle gone. Yeah. But for Illuminations, that's already a little bit better. But yeah,
we'll see. There's lots that they can do, definitely. Endless potential.
Yeah, let's wait.
Yeah. So in this month's Patreon exclusive show, we're talking all about potential future lands for Walt Disney Studios Park, aka Disney Adventure World. Niels and I are getting into some armchair Imagineering here and speculating about them rumors. Get access to this exclusive episode as well as all of our other fabulous Patreon exclusive shows over on patreon.com/AirMagik. Thank you so much for your support. In the last show, we celebrated the past of Studio One, and so we thought it would be fitting to look towards the future in this show. We're talking all about the fun hidden details that you probably missed in the official concept art. There is so much going on in the world premiere, so Niels and I are going to break it down for y'all. Niels, would you do us the honor of sharing your first hidden detail?
Yes, Eric. Let's start with the set currently depicting Grauman's Egyptian theater at Studio One. It looks like it will be slightly modified to become Hollywood Pictures Museum, removing the references to a theater now owned by Disney's competitor Netflix.
Makes sense.
I get that. And a theater within the world of Premiere Disney theater won't be logical as well. So the shop interior will most probably then change too.
Yeah,
I think.
I think so.
The museum theme is a smart move, I think, to be able to integrate references, art and pictures to basically any Disney movie or Disney-owned franchise. And it's also a way to be able to update it relatively easily every now and then as a museum. It also has changing collections and it's a matter of removing some artwork and getting something else in. So
yeah,
I really hope they will do something like that to give that shop a fresh look every time.
I hope they do like a little bit of a Disney 100, the exhibition type thing, where they don't only just showcase the art, but maybe have a little plaque next to it that just gives a quick like one or two sentences just describing what you're looking at. So kind of like combining a merchandise store with a museum, like integrating it seamlessly.
That would be nice. I think that would be really,
really nice.
A functional museum within a shop.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, for the next secret, if you look closely of the floor in the concept art, you may notice star-shaped elements. This appears to be a brand new themed area dedicated to the iconic Walk of Fame. The original Hollywood Walk of Fame is a renowned landmark comprising of 2,777 five-pointed terrazzo and brass stars set into the sidewalk spanning 15 blocks of Hollywood Boulevard and 3 blocks of Vine Street in Hollywood, California. Now, this was first established in 1960. These stars serve as a tribute to the accomplishments in the entertainment industry, featuring the names of various figures, including actors, directors, producers, musicians, theatrical or musical groups, fictional characters, and so much more. Integrating the Walk of Fame into World Premiere provides Disney with the opportunity to incorporate multiple nods to Disney partners and characters. So I believe it's also the first time we'll have a Walk of Fame inside a Disney park as a permanent fixture. So that'd be really cool. I mean, of course, we had the Planet Hollywood hands, right?
Back the in the day before the actors.
Before they removed that. But this will be the first time we'll see the stars, which are really pretty, actually. So looking forward to seeing another cool detail in World Premiere there.
Or this could function like the Main Street USA windows to honor Imagineers and lifetime cast members or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And there'll probably be a Vitel star and a Pandora star and all the other sponsors. Hertz.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah. So what's next, Niels?
Yeah, next. It seems that one of the two newly constructed kiosks at World Premier Plaza will feature a large-scale version of the first commercially released Mickey Mouse clock design.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, and I think it's really nice to get the Mickey reference in Studio One as well. Not just because of Mickey, but also since the Mickey Mouse watch or clock trend already started back in 1933.
Yeah.
So it's really a historical thing. I didn't know that because it was maybe not really a thing here in the Netherlands.
Right.
But especially for US citizens, the Mickey Mouse watch seems to be really a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I love that you can also get it on your Apple Watch these days, which I really appreciate it. And it even talks, which is so fun.
That's exactly why it is there, because it's part of a lot of Americans' lives.
Yeah, totally.
I had a Mickey watch one day. Yeah.
Yeah. The concept art, you can kind of make out, what do we call it, like a kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite simple in design, but it does feature that Pueblo Deco kind of style that the movie studios have. You can see that it has like almost like a very simple marquee where the clock face is featured on. So I think that'll look really nice. And I wonder what they'll sell there.
Oh, yeah. Probably cupcakes.
Yeah, possible. Definitely.
Dry cookies.
Yeah.
No, but I'm really hoping, well, with that Mickey reference, that they have a lot of Mickey shaped snacks over there.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So for the next secret, it seems that the dedication plaque for the park will be repositioned on the facade of the Disney Theater inside World Premiere, akin to the iconic plaque at Main Street Station, signifying the threshold between the tangible world and the realm of imagination. You can spot it behind the heads of a few parkgoers in the concept art, so that's to the left of the doors under the marquee. The plaque currently reads, quote, "To all who enter the Studio of Dreams, welcome. Walt Disney Studios is dedicated to our timeless fascination and affection for cinema and television. Here we celebrate the art and the artistry of storytellers from Europe and around the world who create the magic. May this special place stir our own memories of the past and our dreams of the future." And that quote is by Michael Eisner. Since the park has been rebranded to Disney Adventure World, and features a new approach, I wonder if a new plaque will be placed inside World Premiere featuring a quote from Bob Iger. So maybe they'll get rid of that Michael Eisner one.
Or Natasha Rafalski.
Yeah. Place it somewhere else.
Yeah. It would make sense to have a new plaque. Yeah.
Bob's probably working hard on his new quote.
I'm wondering what they will do with the old one. They can sell the old one.
Yeah, or maybe they'll integrate it somewhere into the museum.
The museum.
That's a good idea.
I'm not sure. But I think we'll get a new text there indeed.
Would make sense, right? Yeah. It would be weird that it says studios and the park's not even called studios anymore.
No, indeed.
So.
Yeah. But it's nice to have something as it really feels Disney parks to me.
Totally. And they could just place a slight spotlight on it so people would really notice it as well, especially since World Premiere features completely, it's all lit beautifully and theatrically. So I think that would work super well in that space.
Yeah, it should attract some attention indeed.
Totally. So what's next, Niels?
Yeah, continuing a beloved Disney tradition from Main Street Station, the tunnel area will feature framed posters of attractions styled like movie posters, enhancing the impression that we're entering a Disney cinema to be immersed into these films. So I personally love this relatively simple way of theming. I love that a lot. I think we can spot Toy Story and Ratatouille in the, not so high resolution concept art here. It's simple, but it works.
Yeah. I mean, it's a classic Disney move, right? It's an homage to the Disneyland park. And of course, as when you're entering, you get really excited because these are all experiences that you're about to have in the park. So I think it's something that's always been effective and is really classically Disney. So yeah, totally. Looks great.
Yeah. And then they can sell these posters in small format copies as well.
That's true.
So Yeah, a lot of opportunities here.
Most definitely. So
what's next, Eric?
So on the left-hand side of the concept art, you can spot a kiosk with the word Searchlight appearing above it.
Yeah.
The kiosk located within World Premiere, replacing the Epcot corner, will serve as a lovely homage to one of Disney Studios division's Searchlight Pictures. Established in 1994 as Fox Searchlight Pictures, under 20th Century Fox, which is of course now owned by Disney, this studio specializes in the production, distribution, and acquisition of specialty films. So, a really fun tribute to have in the park. Fits the theme.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny that they really try to integrate something Fox.
Yeah.
As, there are always speculations on, will Disney keep the whole Fox catalog,
yeah,
or will they sell parts of it? But especially, this piece of concept art makes me feel that they at least will keep the Searchlight division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really also enjoy the Art Deco font they chose. So it just feels very 1920s, very golden age of Hollywood. Really glad again that they're keeping that theme around.
Looks really nice. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, what's next,
Niels? Yeah, Fantasia will receive yet another nod just above the Disney Theater World Premiere main entrance sign. So you can clearly spot something that looks like Mickey Sorcerer's head above it. And it's clear that Fantasia from 1940 still is both a fan and an Imagineering favorite.
Yeah, I mean, the marquee just looks so gorgeous. I'm really excited. I mean, just the preview photos we've seen so far.
So many little details, right?
Yes. I mean, they really got that Art Deco style down. Beautiful, endless amount of details. Yeah. So you really feel like you're entering a retro movie palace. It's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right word. Yeah.
So next up, let's head out to World Premiere Plaza, specifically to focus on Studio D and Stitch Live, which will receive a streamlined modern signage reminiscent of the elegant signs that once graced the sides of the Majestic Theater on Broadway in New York City. Now, the real Majestic Theater is located in the theater district of Midtown Manhattan, New York City, and is a historic Broadway venue. Designed by Herbert J. Krapp, what a lovely name,
Krapp,
and opened in 1927, the theater was built in a Spanish architectural style. This theater was, this theater was always envisioned as a premier venue for large-scale musical theater productions due to its expensive size. And from 1988 until 2023, the Majestic Theater was home to The Phantom of the Opera, which held the record as the longest-running production in Broadway history until its closure. So it's great to see an homage to Broadway in the Paris Parks. Really nice. Even if it's just a small one like the signage.
it definitely is. And this is another proof that nothing is just there or just a random design choice. The people within Disney Imagineering are really thinking about this. But you have to know these details to understand it or to see it. But it's really fun that they're still doing this.
It would have been really cool if they would have gotten the extra budget to actually redo like a whole facade to cover up that very basic building.
Yeah. That would be even nicer. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is already a step in the right direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been cool to have that building or a building inspired by it in Studios Park. Yeah. But at least this way, it maybe works better as a transition to Avengers Campus.
I agree. So yeah, in one of the news conference presentation videos that we saw on April 12th, there was a hint suggesting that the other side of World Premiere might be themed after the Disney studio in Burbank. That would be a thematic deep dive into Disney's cinematic roots, which I totally adore. We could see Imagineers working on a wall with windows and shutters, and that had a very, very similar look as the Burbank studio. So a really nice reference to a big piece of Disney history.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got the look down. So yeah, nothing to add here. I agree. I think it's super cool.
Yeah. Last one already, right?
Yeah, last one. This next one might be a happy accident, but if you look closely at Studio Theater, it seems to be regaining some of its beautiful Cinemagique details. So for those who don't know, Cinemagique was a theater production at Walt Disney Studios Park in Disneyland Paris that blended live actor performances with synchronized movie screens on a large screen. Opening alongside the park on March 16th, 2002, the attraction starred Martin Short and Julie Delpy. Its final performance took place on March 29th, 2017, and it was subsequently replaced by the Marvel Superheroes United Stunt Show. Yeah. A temporary revival of the show occurred from December 1st, 2018 to February 3rd, 2019. And this updated version included extra special effects, providing a fresh take on the original production. So Cinemagique is one of my all-time favorite defunct attractions. It was primary inspiration behind the Air Magique name. And really, the presentation touched me emotionally, and I thought it was really excellent. I don't think we'll be seeing it again anytime soon, especially since they invested a lot in that Pixar show that's running over there right now.
Yeah, and that also strengthens the worlds of Pixar part of the whole studio theme. So yeah.
True.
I don't think they will get rid of the show. It's already a fan favorite. And never say never.
Yeah, never say never. But it's nice that they're at least paying a little bit of an homage to the defunct attraction by reviving parts of the facade elements in case they do decide to do that. And this wasn't just artistic liberty.
It would be nice to see in the museum also some screens with moving content from all our shows like this.
Yeah. I would love to get a pro shot of Cinemagique on Disney Plus. I think that would be so nice. And since most of it is a motion picture anyway, I think it would work really well. And they could just insert the video of the live actors in that section and then have the rest just play as it is. Yeah. But So, I see there's something extra here, Niels.
I have a bonus secret for you guys. In the concept art, we can spot one of the Imagineers working on this exciting project. His name is Andy Martin, and you can also follow Andy on X, where he's at Jolber. J-O-L-B-E-R. Yes. Jolber, I guess. I'm not sure what Jolber means, but...
Yeah, maybe it's like a short name. Version of his name. Mm.
I don't know. Andy Martin, Jolber. Maybe a second name. or on Instagram, you can also find him. There he is, at Andy Martin Design. So that's easier.
Nice.
I can imagine that this is a huge honor for an Imagineer to be featured in the concept art of a project you're involved in. So it's just a nice little reference.
Yeah, that's really fun. Also, for the first time ever, some of these pieces were signed, which I thought was kind of insane. I think Jim Chole tweeted that there was a ban on Imagineers and artists signing their concept art. So interesting to see that the art was signed, but
indeed,
not mad at it.
Is. It's their creative work.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Awesome. Brilliant, Niels. Where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram. You can follow me at Niels Capturing Parks or visit my website, capturingdisneyparks.com, where all the other activities and socials are linked.
Nice. If you just found us, be sure to subscribe to Air Magique on your favorite podcasting platform to never miss a future episode. Follow Air Magique on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and check out our website, airmagique.net, for all the latest Disneyland Paris news and European theme park news. Please consider supporting the show on patreon.com/airmagique. You get access to a completely new exclusive episode every single month, and it really helps out a lot and keeps the show running.
Oh, yes. So,
before we go, we did want to thank some of our patrons, and you can also get a shout out. Beginning with the Sequoia tier, so thank you so much to Simon, JB, Andy, Jordan, and Jerry. Stay safe, everybody, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The second idea that I think would work really well is like a big Thunder Mountain level intensity roller coaster through the elephant graveyard. Think about the trains rushing underneath the giant elephant skeletons and a neat volcanic steam design element that could be incorporated throughout the attraction. Not to mention a small dark ride sequence, maybe, which would work really well for the chain lift.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Scar singing Be Prepared while standing on a boulder. And Disney could also project the shadows of the marching hyenas on the rockwork surrounding the Scar animatronic. So for like an extra level of immersion.
Yeah, a little bit like the Seven Dwarfs mine train in Orlando.
Yeah, that's an excellent example, totally.
Yeah, I can see that work.
Yeah, I think that Studios Park really needs like a family coaster, so that'd be really nice.
Yeah, I agree. It's all kiddie rides or
high intensity
extreme thrill rides at the moment. So it would be good to have something in between, indeed.
A nice middle ground.
Yeah, totally.
Perhaps the trains themselves could even look like they've been flicked together out of large elephant bones or something. So that could be quite striking.
Yeah, nice, nice idea.
What do you think, Niels? What would you like to see in a Lion King land?
That's difficult. Yeah, well, I would love to.
That was just a short preview of the full-length Patreon-exclusive show. You can get instant access to this episode, as well as Disneyland Paris Hacks 2.0, Disneyland Paris on a Budget, and the Discoveryland Deep Dive, along with all of our other fabulous Patreon-exclusive episodes, now on patreon.com/airmagique. See you there!